In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What can I tell you about Daniel's rescue in the lion's den and the Darien proclamation in 2.5 minutes, which is the time allotted for the sermonette today? Should I moralize this well-known story, as many radio and TV evangelists would do, saying that God will protect you if you trust in Him, and if you don't receive that protection, then you didn't trust enough? Or what is more popular in our midst, should I allegorize this story, making the lions into Satan, who prowls as a roaring lion, as St. Peter reminds us, and tell you that our Lord will protect you from every spiritual woe, so that when you trust in God's name, Satan will never win? Or should I take the liberal approach and refuse to preach on this text, on the grounds that it leads only to misunderstanding or to a false triumphalist theology? No, hear what our Lord does tell us through this text and through every Old Testament text of rescue, three men in the fiery furnace, David, Elijah, and many more. You are the people of God. You are the trusters in His name. You have been sealed with that name in the baptism of His Son. And so you too shall triumph. You too will be victorious in Him. For you are part of Christ's body, of which He is the head. And therefore, your victory is sure. For He arose, who is our head. And He cannot arise except we rise with Him on that last great glorious resurrection day, when all evil, all corruption, and all death will finally be put away. Will your triumph over evil, corruption, and death be soon? Perhaps. Will that triumph take a little while? Perhaps. Will that triumph take quite a long time? Perhaps. But it will surely come, even as you have beheld it already, as you heard of Christ's resurrection from the dead, and even as you have tasted of it already in the holy baptismal flood. Your name, too, is Daniel, which means God is my judge, and your judgment has been made in Christ. O come, let us praise His holy name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.